Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
But you say, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
All right, time for another installment of It's My House. And it's still January 2020, brand new year, brand new decade. So we play that motivational stuff to start the program to keep, you know, for those of you who have made New Year's resolutions or New Year's goals or whatever you call them, because, this month is almost over, and then we, as the year goes by, people – on the first of the month, you're motivated, but by the end of January, a lot of times people have forgotten those goals. But so anyway, we're going to push through so you can stay motivated and focused all year long. Today's podcast is titled The Pound Cake Solution. The Pound Cake Solution. Live stream number is 619-768-2945. That's 619-768-2945 or 319-527-4961. That's 319-527-4961. Either one of those numbers. But if you want to get on the live stream right now, it's 619-768-2945. And you can listen on both of those. Like I say, today's podcast is titled The Pound Cake Solution. And our guest today is Patricia Tyson, who has a very interesting story or testimony to share with you. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Better than terrific. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to how pound cakes became a financial solution for you.
Okay, where do I start? Well, I am 63 years old, And my mother is 95 years old, and she was stricken with something called vascular dementia. It's not Alzheimer's. And the final attack came in 2017. And I am her caregiver, a registered nurse by profession, a musician by passion, and a pretty good cook. And as I was, you know, realized my role in being the power of attorney, the oldest daughter, taking care of my mom, my goal was to keep her in her own home for the rest of her life. Nursing home was not an option because being a nurse, I know how bad it can be. They're good workers. They're good nurses aides and staff in nursing homes, but it wasn't the ideal situation for my mom, and I wanted to keep her at home. And at first, I used her savings to take care of her, and I had private caregivers to live with her because I live in Indiana. Mom is in Illinois, right next to each other, but it's still a little piece of a drive. After the first year and a half or so as funds were dwindling, I knew I needed a long-term solution. And I sat in my car on my break, and I prayed and I cried and I asked God to show me what to do. And even though I feel young for my age, the reality is I'm getting older. And, you know, I just didn't see myself going and taking a part-time nursing job, and I just couldn't figure it out. And writing music wasn't an option because I didn't have that one-hit wonder yet. And so I was just like, what am I going to do? And as I sat in my car with tears streaming down my face, it came to me to bake pound cakes. Now, mind you, I'm praying. So I know who I'm praying to, and I'm asking the Lord, like, wait, what? And it became very clear to bake pound cakes. I said, okay, I'm delusional. Let me call some people for some help. So I called an evangelist friend of mine who is a professional chef, and I said, Evangelist Dora Hill, I need some godly counsel. And she said, this is a great idea. And I said, no, you're crazy too. I'm not talking to you. Anyway,
did you know how to bake pound cakes at the time?
Yeah, I'm a good cook. I'm single, so I don't cook for anybody. So, you know, it's like, okay. And my brother asked me, he's like, when's the last time you made a pound cake? And I was trying to remember. And I couldn't even remember the last time, but I remember the techniques that my mother showed me as a younger, maybe a teenager, about using premium ingredients and the technique of creaming butter and sugar. And so I just got in my my pastor let me use her kitchen and her KitchenAid mixer, and I got in the kitchen and started practicing and baking and baking. I gave myself a deadline of 1 month. And my cousin said, name the business Mom's Pound Cakes. And I said, that is just country. I'm not going to do that. Well, I did it. So I named it Mom's Pound Cakes because of my mother. And I went on social media in November of 2018, and my Facebook friends were amazing. They started ordering and ordering, and I had failures, but I was baking out of my mother's kitchen at that point because that way I could check in on her, spend some quality time with her, and her kitchen was always kept immaculate by the caregivers. So I used her kitchen. I still use it, but I also have a contract now with a commercial kitchen called Art House in Gary, Indiana. And it's been I've become an online bakery. I won't say I haven't arrived yet, but I have perfected the recipe, and I'm rebranding now. as we speak. So I'm in that process.
All right. So.
And mom is still with us. She's 95. She turned 95 on Friday. And she's on hospice, but failure is not an option. I don't care how tired I am, but I bake mainly on weekends. And
okay.
I get those orders filled.
War, inspirational. So, like I said, you were looking, you had a financial need, and yeah, I know nurses coming in. The kid, oh, weekly that's expensive.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, she has private duty nurses aides and homemakers. So she doesn't need registered nurses or anything.
Okay. Well, that still could be a hefty little sum every week, though.
It's very expensive, and they work with me, and they are faithful. She's had the same team of people. I think there was maybe one or two that came on. But between the 2 or 3 years, she's had the same crew.
Okay.
The same crew. And
they
stay with her. They live in with her.
Whew, that sounds like about $2,000 a month right there.
More. More. And, yeah, and mom isn't eligible for Medicaid. She makes just a little too much with her pension and, you know, her income, but not enough to pay for private caregivers. So I had to get creative and just use my God-given abilities, and I'm like everything that she has planted in me to become who I am, I'm going to give it back to her. So that's what I'm doing. I'm writing music, and I'm doing everything. So it's not just pound cakes.
Okay. Well, now, the pound cake thing, now, we have an online bakery, so which
yes.
is e-commerce. So people, I guess they can look on. Matter of fact, you have a website up right now, is it down?
I do.
Oh, you have
No, I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm everywhere, but I do
right,
have a website.
What's your Facebook page?
Mom's Pound Cakes.
Okay, Mom's Pound Cakes.
Cake, CAKES.
Okay, I'm going there now.
Okay.
So now, for people out there that might be in dire straits financially or they have a financial need, I like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You use the skill that you already had. And,
exactly.
And we all got something that we can always use.
Exactly.
You said Mom's Pound Cakes. Okay.
Yes.
So now, how's your production, so to speak? I mean, you're basically, you produce by the, I guess it's pound cakes on demand, so as the orders come in, you fill it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right, pound cakes on demand. You know, that should have been a name for the podcast. Pound cakes on demand.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing. I mean, you're not baking a whole bunch of pound cakes, and then, you know, you might, let's say if you bake 100, but they're not moving that quick. So whatever you bake, it's fresh.
Well, so this is what I found out in my journey, made a lot of mistakes, and, you know, I was shipping. I found because I was on social media, it wasn't local, so I was, you know, packaging up the cakes, and I'm, you know, doing everything by YouTube, trying to figure out how to package, and I had a few disasters. Cakes needed to be airtight, and it, to survive shipping, and don't let there be a problem in the shipping, or, you know, someone living a little further than 2 days transit time. So what I wound up doing was freezing the pound cakes, and then I figured out, you know, okay, so by the time it arrives, it'll be just a little cool. And I was packing them in ice, you know, so working on containers and packaging. So frozen is how I ship, only for locals. They get a fresh bake. But when it thaws out, it is so, it's just like fresh. And I was looking in the frozen food aisle to see, well, you know, okay, there's Sara Lee. We all know that. And, but it had a lot of preservatives and everything in it. There's Pepperidge Farm, and there are probably a few local, but there are not a lot of frozen cakes. So I see that as a long-term goal to tap into that frozen food market.
Well, hold on. Now, you pack it in ice or dry ice?
No, not dry ice. I use ice packs.
Okay. All right.
And
so
and
it does come out.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and so the ice packs keep temperature low. Okay.
It keep it cool.
Right.
And
okay.
Even
right.
In the summer, even in the summer, there's a certain kind of insulation that I can get to package, and still within 3 days, it's usually going to. It may get cool, but it won't spoil. And pound cakes freeze beautifully.
All
so
right.
They
well,
will
people
frozen for months.
Well, people go to go on Facebook, go to Mom's Pound Cakes. That's what it is on the Mom's Pound Cakes. And
Mom's
she's
with
got
an S and Pound Cakes with an S.
Right, right. It's on Facebook. Go to her Facebook. You see, you're on Instagram as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the handle. I'd have to look at it. It's a little different. But I have a website that's very, you know, very good. So, and that's momspoundcakes.com.
Got it. Okay. And I'll go to that, too. Now, you know, because I had a call after we spoke this morning for somebody in another state. She works with people out of prison, and one of her clients, lady that, you know, she's got like 6 months to find a job. So then I thought about your story. I said, well, does she know how to cook or bake? So you might even, just an idea, you know, open up a baking school. But for a person that wants to learn how to bake, let's say bake pound cakes, or bake cookies. Well, anybody can cook. No, maybe everybody can bake cookies.
I wouldn't say it.
What would you suggest for a person to learn how to bake? You did it by trial and error.
I did it by trial and error and YouTube. You can learn anything, YouTube. You could probably learn how to swim watching YouTube. I mean, everything is available. So you just can't, you have to be fearless, you know, and like I said, failure is not an option. So, you know, you may get complaints.
You said something very important. You have to be fearless.
Yes.
You do have to be fearless.
Yes.
Well, now, what are the future? Now, you're doing everything online right now. So, basically, when they place the order, you get all the money you need plus your profit. Then you deliver, you know, you bake the cake and then you deliver it. So, what's
well,
the term?
I'm looking forward to getting the profit. I haven't, you know, the first couple of years are a struggle. So I'm always pouring back into the business, and, you know, so I'm not at the profit point yet.
Okay.
But networking, marketing, it's all a part of it. It's hard work. It's
right.
Hard work. But when I looked at remembering what my mom did for me, And it wasn't so much what she said, because she said a lot. You know, she was a typical mom, south side of Chicago. However, it was what I saw her do in my life. And she gave, and she sacrificed, and she struggled, and she made lemonade out of lemons. So I can't give up either. And her quality of life is the most important thing. And still finding time to rest is important. So, you know, you do it. So if you're a musician, you may take an extra job playing for a church and saving that money. You may, you know, baking or cooking is your thing, get all your legals in and do it. You know, get registered with the state and just do your research.
Now, I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking at, man, I'm getting hungry. I'm looking at the caramel pound cake. I want a slice of that. I want a slice of the
I'm going to have to
brown.
Send you one.
Oh, the espresso pound cake. Oh, this stuff is not good.
Thank you.
Let's see, the cherry lemonade pound cake.
That's a popular one. Cherry limeade or cherry lemonade? I do both.
Cherry lemonade, because I like lemonade. Okay. Man, I might gain 5 pounds just going over the site.
Well, that's another thing. So speaking of weight gain, I've gained weight. So because you got to taste what you make, and you got to make sure it's right. And I have blown up. So now in the rebranding, I had a chef ask me if I could do keto cakes. And I was like, I guess I could. So I'm going towards diabetic friendly. I'm not diabetic, but I don't want to be. And so I'm using natural sugars and rare sugars in my rebranding process. And the other good stuff will be available, but I will target cakes that are keto friendly, paleo friendly, diabetic friendly, and gluten free, and not taste like cardboard. So they'll still taste like a regular cake. So that is my next goal. We have to do better.
Okay. Well, I just subscribed to your newsletter. Now, I also see on here, you got spice. Caribbean rum pound cake. Warm that stuff up and put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it.
It is. It's good. That's a good one. And my thing is, it's got to be moist. It's got to be moist, and it's, you know, the typical pound cake. So they're not just church pound cakes. These are gourmet pound cakes.
I see bourbon pecan pound cake. Well, you got some exotic stuff here. Champagne pound cake.
Oh, you're looking in the cordial selection.
Right.
that's the boozy.
Now, the distinctions, you have classic pound cakes, culture pound cakes, and culture pound cakes. Give us the distinctions between those three.
Okay, so classic is what people think of when they think of pound cake. I have butter vanilla, Meyer lemon. I use Meyer lemons. I hand zest. I juice the lemons. They are extremely mouth-puckering lemony cakes. And I don't know if caramel's in that collection. I think it is chocolate and marble. Those are the classic cakes. The couture cakes are a little more upscale, so that would be like the cherry limeade or butter pecan, German chocolate. So they're a little more expensive. Those are $35. The classic cakes are $30. 35 for the couture, and then the cordial. So I stayed with the C's on that. So cordial is liqueurs-based or liquor-based boozy cake. And I use premium booze, and those are 45, not including shipping.
Okay.
And, you know, when you consider the work that goes into those cakes, and my mom's caregivers have seen me work, it's not easy to do. So, you know, even though I'm using a nice KitchenAid mixer and everything, it's a lot of work that goes into it. And the packaging, I make sure that it's beautiful packaging. So you wind up with a box that you can keep and use again.
Okay, that's smart marketing.
That's right.
Okay, we're listening to Patricia Tyson, who, this isn't a regular just baker's or pound cake story. I titled this, now that the top podcast got two titles, The Pound Cake Solution, and Pound Cakes on Demand, because her mother, and a lot of people that they might be facing some type of financial need. In this case, in her story, caregivers are, at least in the United States, are expensive. So she was looking for a way, to supplement the income to bring in more revenue. So she prayed about it and was instructed to bake pound cakes.
Pretty much.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and it started out with just, you say, social media?
Exactly. My first page was on Facebook. I created a site from my personal page. I created a Mom's Pound Cakes page, and I've got almost 2,000 followers on that page. So, you know, it's engaging them and keeping them updated about what's going on. And my mom even has a Facebook page. So she's become like an icon, and people really have been a blessing to both of us.
Now, you're giving out some very good ideas. All right, Facebook, which doesn't cost a person any money. So the business has got a Facebook page. Your mother's got a Facebook page. You got Instagram. Now, you have YouTube as well, or what?
I have a YouTube page, but it's more for my music. I have not started doing that, but it is in the process of it's just an easy thing to do, but I really have to be ready to put myself out there like that. You know, can't flub, or you get a lot of thumbs down. And so I want to make sure that it's done right and professionally.
Now,
on a budget.
How many, I don't know if you have a goal like this, but just asking. How many pound cakes, let's go with the production. How many pound cakes would you like to produce per day that would get you into the black?
Oh, that's a good question.
And
so,
100% of your mother's medical needs.
Well, so I did write that down, and I said, if I could do four cakes a day, three to four cakes a day, and I would still be able to keep my regular job. Three to four cakes a day, 6 days a week is what I wrote. And that was just a business plan, but not a real fancy one. That would allow me to pay for her caregivers and not have to use her money.
Okay.
That's a realistic goal.
It's simple. It's a simple business plan, not complicated.
And then, you've already started, which is, that's over 50% of the battle right there starting. Because I spent like half the night, because what I've been doing lately is I've been studying people, or not so much people, but, people that started businesses where they're produced, like for instance, I was looking at this factory over in China.
Mm-hmm.
Where they produce grills and irons. So they produce like 50,000 irons or grills per day. You know, like those George Foreman grills? They produce like 50,000 of those per day. 1.5 million per month. The companies are just started with one person, you know. So you're on the right track. You're on the right track because you can offer baking classes. Baking pound cake school. There you go. Pound cake school. Bake a pound cake or start a pound cake business. You can have mom's pound cake distributorships.
Wow, with franchises. Now, I have thought of that. But I'm not really into the brick and mortar yet. I can't quite see it. But, it's definitely going to have to, right now. If I have large orders, like Thanksgiving was huge, I use my commercial kitchen that I have a contract with. Art House is amazing. And Art House, interestingly, is owned, it's called a social kitchen. And I share that my space when I'm there. I'm there with chefs and other businesses, and I just love it. It's a wonderful vibe. But that Art House is owned by Mark Bloomberg.
Okay.
Mayor of New York.
I got a friend of mine. She lives up in your neck of the woods, too. Her thing is potato salad. I got to get her on here one day.
Okay.
And what she's
starting
to network with, like, little delicatessens, little grocery stores. I guess, what about that market?
That's a great idea. That's an excellent idea. So she just, makes her potato salad and packages it.
I'm going to have her on here. What's her name? It's Tasty T's Potato Salad.
Okay.
And, I got to have her on here soon.
I
want to meet
her.
Matter of fact, she lives in Indiana.
Okay.
Outside of Gary or someplace like that.
That's where I am. I'm in Merrillville.
Merrillville, I'm at, because I was up, in the Chicagoland area last April, and I went. Down to Pembroke and Hopkins Park.
I don't know where that is. It's in Illinois.
Huh? Yeah, let me tell you about it. All right, Pembroke, Illinois, and Hopkins Park, Illinois. They're two historical black townships.
Wow.
They're over 100 years old. They were founded by black people.
Ooh.
They're like it's about an hour's drive away from Chicago.
I need to do my research on that. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, the reason why, because with black townships, these places are over 100 years old. They basically you can buy. Rural properties can typically buy cheaper than anything in the city, and it's only an hour away from Chicago. So that's what I was up there for. So, but I did. I hadn't looked over on the Indiana side because I was only up there one day. But I like to buy rural because I can do more. There's less rules, regulations, and all that other stuff. But
yeah.
And like I say, you got a big population base just an hour away. So. Now, where you're at, you said Maryville?
Right. It's right outside
of
Gary.
Like a suburb or,
No, it's a city.
What? It's a city, okay.
It's a city
of
its own.
What's the population, you know?
No, I don't. But
okay,
it's,
I'll look it
I
up.
Could look. And I just saw Pembroke. I just looked it up, too. Yeah, it's in Kankakee.
Yep,
County.
Kankakee.
So, yeah, that's not far.
Yep, Kankakee. And you know what? That's another reason why I'm up there, because a lot of people that live in, like, larger metropolitan areas or larger cities typically don't know about black townships. So it's like, you know, you go set up shop in these black townships, it's like, for what you do, you can set up your own little bake factory and have a good time.
That's
only thing
right.
is with Illinois is a little bit more restrictive than a lot of other states. That's why if I find me something, farmland in a rural agricultural land in, Indiana.
It's there to be found. I'm on an acre of land. I got an acre of land for pretty cheap. It's an older house and needs a lot of work, but I just saw the land, and it's a lot I can
I'll
do with that.
I'll talk to you later because
okay.
With how far are you from Chicago?
About half hour, 45 minutes from the south side
of
the city. Actually, I could get there in half an hour.
I'll be speaking to you later because most of my listeners, United States, while we got people from Russia, Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Africa that listen to this podcast, but most of the listeners that I have that tune into this podcast stateside are right up in your neck of the woods, which was another reason
wonderful.
Why. And then we discovered, actually, the person that guy named Pleasant Steffens mentioned Pembroke, one of the two, and then I flew up there for a day last year.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hammond came down that way. But a lot of people that live in Chicago don't know that those two towns exist.
I really didn't.
Which means there's more opportunity. So I like
Absolutely.
Places like that.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Patricia Tyson, who is you're a registered nurse?
Yes, I am.
My mother was a registered nurse. She passed last year at 92. She was a registered nurse, too.
Well, I know you shared that with me. That's so wonderful. She
right.
paved the
she
way.
Is,
she paved the
she,
way.
And registered, and she gave anesthesia.
Wow. She was a nurse anesthetist.
Yeah, she was
okay.
a nurse anesthetist.
Wow.
She retired twice. But one of her hobbies was baking. And she was a prolific seamstress as well. So
wow.
When I hear your story,
yeah.
I'm looking, well, because I got to settle the estate. So I'm looking at when you think you don't have enough, you've got enough. You just got to use what you have. And I like what
yeah.
you said, you got to be fearless. So
the Bible says that God has given us the ability to create wealth. And when I read that years ago, I just said, it's right here. I don't have to recreate the wheel. He's already given me everything I need. I just need to tap in and be a faithful steward.
Well, I like
so
that. And see, you baking pound cakes, that is creating something. And I, one of the things I want to get into this podcast more this year,
mm-hmm.
And then other guy, Pleasant Stephens, he's retooling his podcast called Strictly Industry. African Americans need to, at least in my opinion, we need to start creating more wealth, making things, pound cupcakes, basketball, make the basketball instead of shooting the basketball.
Yes, my goodness, that's what my mother used to tell me.
All right, well, that means we're on the right track. Yeah, so I spent half the night last night just studying manufacturing. Like Toyota puts out, you know, it depends on the day, but like 13,000 cars a day. So imagine if you were producing 13,000 pound cakes a day.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't it be something? And it's achievable. It
yeah,
is achievable.
That, there you go. It's
you
achievable.
Can get a factory. It can be done.
It can be
so
done.
So I'm just,
like
the sky is limit. I have, I'm sorry.
Hey, well, I like this conversation because it started with an idea. You had an idea. One idea, and you made 1 pound cake. And like you said, you went to YouTube University. It's working for you. It's definitely working for you and whatnot. Let's take a caller here, 619-768-2945, if anybody wants to call in and speak to Patricia Tyson and ask her any questions on pound cakes, how to start a pound cake or bakery, because that's her niche. There's a lot of things you can bake, but her niche.
Exactly.
Exotic pound cakes.
Or as I say, boutique. Boutique pound
boutique.
Cakes or boutique bun cakes. Yeah.
Boutique pound
cakes. Let me
cakes,
say this. I don't decorate. I probably could, but I don't decorate. I glaze the cakes and I package the glaze separately when I send them out. So if people want, like what's on the picture, the cake is going to be like a DIY, do it yourself, because it doesn't ship well if it's decorated. So I make the glaze, and then I package it up.
See, that's a class. And that's a YouTube video, too. You know?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah, because I got a couple of friends in Tampa. They're like in the science project type stuff, and they do demonstrations. You know, using solar energy and that type. And from that, they get about $2,000-$3,000 a week orders. And you know what? They don't even ask just by doing demonstrations. That's it. So, anyway, well, like I said, you watch YouTube videos. I'm sure some of those people that have done those, cooking videos or baking videos, I'm probably sure they, if you speak to them, some of them, they might get orders from what they do. So, let's
well,
open up
the phone. Bloggers. Okay, go ahead.
314, your mic is open.
Ella, it's a good show you're having today, and this lady sounds like an expert in pound cake. Ella, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Is she married?
You got to ask her that.
I just asked. I ain't trying to start no trouble. You know, it's hard to find a woman nowadays that's a cook.
No, I am not anymore.
Oh, my goodness. And you make lemon pound cakes, too? Oh, boy, boy, boy. We got a problem here in L.A.
Made my day.
It sounds very good. You taking a skill and you've... turned it into fulfilling a need. You know, Mr. Gaston, A.G. Gaston, the African-American multi-hundred millionaire who was surmountable during the Birmingham civil rights era, and he put over $300,000 of his own dollars to bail people out of jail. But he had wrote a book called Green Power, and he made mention to that he woke up every morning and asked himself, what is it that my people need today?
Wow.
And the answer would be they need pound cakes. And that's exactly what you done.
Well, you know what? He used to pack, either he or his wife, they used to make lunches and sandwiches.
Yeah.
Wow.
For the miners coming out of the mines.
That is awesome.
The pound cake
idea. Identifying the need.
Identify the need.
Identify the need.
And he also had an ice cream out there that was called Brown Cow. You remember that?
Okay.
Yes.
Brown Cow.
This, you are interesting.
Well, have, you know what? You can even probably do, because I know up in that, not only Chicago, but if you did a collaboration with, some of these Latino ladies, with the food trucks. Somebody order some of your pound cakes and sell them on the truck.
Yes. Wow. We need to stay in touch.
Well,
that's
we will.
Great idea.
Like, what I want on this podcast for this year is I want to get, and thanks to Pleasant Stephens for because I'm thinking this way because, and Piaki too, because Piaki gives me some great insight that really I haven't gotten anywhere else online or offline. Piaki last night, part of the night that I was spending was I was looking up, I guess you can call them factory towns or industrial towns over in China, after you told me you got some towns over there that town, they make one product. So that's what I was doing last night and early this morning, watching videos on that. Which gives me a idea, setting up a town, a little teeny town, that they bake pound cakes. Because there's an industry. Because I think about it, Patricia, you got, after you bake the pound cake, okay, or even growing the ingredients that go into the pound cake, then after the pound cake's made, and delivery systems, trucking systems, warehousing.
Oh, my goodness.
Right there.
That is such a vision. You know, that is, and Hershey's did that. Hershey's Chocolate. They have a whole community, and I'm sure there are other places as well that have their own, that, you know, based on one product. Disney.
Right. Well, in my opinion now, it's just L.A., we need to have more conversations like this and then examples like people like yourself and Piaki, because instead of going out and buying this whatever pound cake there is at Walmart or Whole Foods, or like I said, the lady I was speaking to this morning, she'll be on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She has a client. She works with ex-offenders, the returning citizens. The woman got a client, female, out of federal prison. They gave her 6 months to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
She's all up out of time on the 6 months. If she doesn't get a job in 6 months, she's got to go back to federal prison.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what your schedule is like tomorrow, but
I'm
going to
be on this call.
Yeah, she's in Arkansas, but there are people right where you live that are in the same position that, and some of them already know how to cook or bake.
I'm sure. I'm certain of it, yes.
Got to learn how to monetize it, so if they hear your story, and then there's people that, well, your story can help out a lot of people because there are people that in the exact same position, they have these mounting medical expenses,
It might not be for health, but it could be for something else. And they're paralyzed by fear, and they don't know what to do. And when you become paralyzed by fear, you do nothing.
Absolutely.
Which makes matters.
Absolutely.
Well, any suggestions or steps that you can, for a person that's hearing you, and what do you suggest they do to get started by taking their
Don't be afraid of having money or not having money, rather, to start, because even though I'm a nurse, I have a huge expense in taking care of my mom, and I'm running two households. So nurses don't make all of that amount of money unless they're nurse anesthetists or nurse practitioner, something like that, you know. But most nurses, we're middle income. So you just work with what you have, even if it's just one batch of cookies, and you take that batch. I'll share something with you. I'm always thinking, I've always had entrepreneurial mindset. I used to make, when I came out of nursing school, I had a thing about skin and wondering why black people have a lot of skin tags, moles. We tend to do that, and we don't get skin cancer as much. But I came up with this theory that maybe it's what we're putting on our face, head, and neck. So I started making natural skincare products. This was back in the early 2000s. And I would take what I made to church, my sugar scrubs, my lotions, my creams, and they would sell like hotcakes. I'd go into church, and, you know, and people were like, oh, my gosh, she made bubble bath. Oh, we want some, you know. So it's just take something, whatever you have, if it's that batch of cookies, and take it. And people will buy, if nothing else, out of just because they love you. They will support you. That's what I ran into with my Facebook friends. You know, I was making mistakes and everything, and some people would tell me and some didn't, you know, and it may not have been to their liking. I'm not getting any complaints now. But in the beginning, I did. Not major complaints, but, you know, the cake was a little dry.
Some people will get some negative feedback and quit. So what kept you going despite the negative comments?
Well, my personality is such that, you know, I can't let that define me and be look at that as a failure. The one person that told me my pound cake was dry was the motivating factor. When that cake got to Texas 4 days after mailing it, and she served it. She said, well, it was a little crumbly, but, it, you know, we put some ice cream on it. That is what made me freeze pound cakes, and that's what made me take it to the next level. So use that criticism.
So she provided, now, you know what, I like your attitude on it, because you basically, I don't call it criticism. She gave you a constructive comment, feedback, and then incorporate it into your business to make it better.
You'll never say it's a dry pound cake. Now, you know, that'll never happen again if I can help it. So, you know, you just keep persevering. And even if you don't see the results, I have a friend right now who's starting a business and she doesn't do social media and she's ready to give it up. And I'm like, get somebody to help you that does social media, you know, but she's not seeing the results. So you won't see the results. You may not make a profit right away, but you just keep doing it. Just don't stop.
You know what's
go ahead, Bianchi.
You know what you was talking about, the skincare. Have you ever used the loofah sponges? Those are really nice things, aren't they? Especially the tubular ones.
Yeah, they have some, there's some downside to that, though, I think, with mold in those that can accumulate because of the moisture. They soak up moisture. But they were big back in the day. Everybody was using them. So you can exfoliate But yeah, I did use those.
Loofah, and then you got that argon oil.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Especially you can get it certified organic.
Yes, yes, that's true. I haven't made any sugar scrub in a while, but that would be a good addition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Patricia, let me ask you this. Have you gotten any orders from outside of the United States yet?
I have, if I could figure out, and that's just a matter of packaging. I have people asking me if, you know, if I could get a cake to South Africa. So it may not be a pound cake. It may be a different kind of cake. Like fruit cakes can ship well. And I don't particularly like fruit cakes, but I can find out how to make one that will be different from anybody else's. So I'm already thinking about that. Like, how can I ship? How can I ship to the military? Somebody may want to get it to somebody in Iran or Iraq. So I definitely have considered that. I have not done it yet, but I've already thought about it. And it is a possibility. A rum cake may hold up really well.
Yeah, you can ship it just the ingredients mix, and they just need to put it in the oven.
I thought of that too. We're thinking alike. Yeah, I thought about making a dry mix.
Mm-hmm.
In a box, yeah. So the sky is the limit. You just have to have a vision.
Well,
I had
for people that are particularly their New Year's resolutions or goals, your de facto mission statement or the why for your business was centered around your mother or family.
Right.
So I guess that's a constant motivator to keep you focused.
It is, however.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it going. I don't know. You know, my mom is on hospice now. God knows that time. Whatever time she has, we want it to be comfortable. But I'm going to keep the business going. Whenever she passes, it's going to continue. So this is going to be my legacy. I have nieces, two nieces in Houston. I have something to pass on. So I want to carry on my mom's legacy and pass it on to my nieces and my brother in Texas.
All right.
So,
generational wealth there. Well, I heard now with hospice, sometimes people – make a turnaround in hospice and come on up out of it.
That is something I have preached for most of my nursing career. And my mother was at that point. She's been on over 6 months. So, and she survived a broken hip during this period. So she's still hanging in there, still eating. You know, she's living life on her terms. And that's what hospice is all about.
Okay. All right, because, that's a whole, we can do a whole series of podcasts.
That's a whole show right there. Call me.
Robin.
We can do this.
Robin's here, her light's on, but Robin, if you want to chime in, Robin's my producer for people who don't know. Punch, executive producer, be exact. Punch one Robin to let me know on, Facebook, if you're around your computer. Now, for a person that wants to order one of your matter of fact, you got a total of what, about 15 cakes in your product line is about 15 different cakes?
I think so. I have to update my website. So,
you know, that's another thing I like about what you're doing is some people have and I mean, everybody starts with one product, but you've got, you know, you got a variety. So, matter of fact, what's your best seller?
The lemon and the butter vanilla are the two biggest bestsellers. Then around the holidays, rum cake was pretty popular. Kentucky butter cake is popular. So I'm starting to see a trend. I've been in a little over a year now, and but the butter and the lemon are the most popular.
More. All right, we got Robin popped up. Robin 253, your mic is open.
Yes, I'm just listening in.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. This has been a blessing.
No, Robin, Robin sets up streaming stations. I was thinking, a 24, well, this is ambitious. But a whole streaming station dealing with baking.
Wow.
Yeah. It can be done. It'd be real interesting.
Right.
It would be.
Mhm. Yeah.
But just because I listen to a lot of podcasts, we all do. And I haven't heard one that's dedicated on a weekly basis on baking.
Yeah, I think you just did something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Got me thinking, but I've got to stay focused right now.
right. Well,
but that's
eventually
you
probably do collaborations with other people.
Sure.
That's one way to expand your brand, but God never gave a vision to a committee, so stick with your vision. It'll work. It's working out, so that's the good thing.
Well, yes. I was really fortunate to get something called a Kiva loan, K-I-V-A. Kiva is an organization that I can't even begin to describe it. It's something worth Googling. But it made me aggressively have to market myself and to get into their community. And they gave me a loan, a $7,500 loan. They look for women, people of color, disadvantaged, get people with ex-offenders to give money to. And these are people all over the world looking to invest. And it's a microloan. So I got a Kiva loan last year and $7,500 that I pay back faithfully every month. And it's a 3-year payback period, zero interest. So I never heard of it, but I knew someone that told me about it, and I listened to their presentation. So I was able to take that seed money and put it into my business. I was able to get a marketing strategist named Charnel Weathersby, who was fantastic, and she helped me come up with branding ideas for my business. So there's things out there. I didn't even have to have a business plan because I didn't have it at the time. But the Kiva loan was outstanding, and that's something that people can look into. They just opened it up in the United States, so not many people are getting this seed money to start their businesses, but it's money out there in a microloan, and people from all over the world liked my story, and they were like, oh my goodness, well, here's $25, and they started seeding into me, and then once I reached that goal of $7,500, Kiva released the money, but I had to promote myself and tell people what I'm about. So it takes you out of the shy zone. So people that are looking for seed money.
What were some of the ways that you promoted? No, Facebook, Instagram, social media. Any other ways that you haven't discussed how you promoted yourself?
LinkedIn. You never know who's watching on LinkedIn. That's a wonderful thing. Pinterest, everything, Tumblr. I didn't do everything, but I tried. I tapped those, Instagram, Twitter, and just introduced myself and said, this is what I'm trying to do. I am trying to raise money for my business, and I need help. And help comes from the most amazing places. And so Kiva was not based on credit worthiness. I didn't have to have a credit score. But I got that micro loan that seeded my business when I needed it the most.
Okay. Boy, I'm going to look that up. I've seen that, but I've never researched it. I'll be doing that this afternoon.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Now, let me ask you this. For the people that are at the social services office, and I'm not knocking social services or judging or nothing like that,
mm-hmm.
but what suggestions would you name? I mean, because let's say there's somebody in the social services office and they want to break the cycle of going to the social services office.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest a person do to become more self-reliant? Doing what you did. Or anything, really. Because it's...
Develop a network. Find your community. You know, it may not always be family. Some people, some families are cohesive and, you know, they come together like that to support you. Some don't. But find your community. Just, you have to be sociable. You have to interact. And again, you cannot be afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we just have to step out on faith and persevere. Those, if I can tell anybody, that's, you know, so you want to break that cycle, you know, look within, find out what it is.
Right, now,
what is it that motivates you?
You just gave a real gold nugget there. Find your community.
That?
How did you go about finding, all right, well, you already told us some ways. But let's repeat them for people just tuning in. How do you find your community?
So
I guess it's trial.
You get out there and meet people. You can't be shy. You can be introvert, but you still have to come out of yourself, because that's almost selfish to be so withdrawn that you don't want to meet other people. It's not about you. So get out there and meet other people and tell them your story. People have a story. Everyone has a story. So
that's
people
true.
Listen to you. Yeah. And also just finding your passion. What makes you excited? You know, so music makes me excited.
And I assume you do. Do you have any pound cake mentors or baking icons or tycoons, like a famous Amos, somebody that, you know, anybody like that that you learned from or got some ideas from?
Grandbaby Cakes. Grandbaby Cakes is a blogger, and I followed her. And she does the most amazing videos, and she writes books. She doesn't cater, but I used a lot of her recipes. Darius Williams, that brother, and he's the one that gave me the motivation for my cakes that I bake now. And he has a restaurant in Chicago and Atlanta. So those, they don't even know me, but those are people that I have admired from afar. And
what's the name of
the guy
again? Darius
Williams. Let me see. Let me look him up real quick. Darius Williams, he has cookbooks, he has restaurants, he has the funniest videos ever. And I love his videos. So I ran across one of his recipes for a cake and made it my own. And so I give him all the credit for that. I mean, I wish I could collaborate with him, but Darius Williams and Grandbaby Cakes, I can't think of her name, but she's from Chicago, I do believe. Jocelyn Adams.
Okay.
It's her name. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking. I'm on what's his name? Darius. I'm on his Facebook. Or not Facebook. His website,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Cook TV.
That's him.
Yeah, Granberry, Grand Baby Cakes.
Jocelyn.
Yeah, I'm on her website. Yeah, she's got ebooks. Yeah, she's on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest,
everywhere.
Snapchat, and YouTube.
Yeah. Yes.
A good looking page.
Oh, she's amazing. So a lot of her recipes I have tried, and but like I said, it was Darius Williams' recipe that was the ultimate one for that I decided on for my cakes.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you're doing everything right.
Well, I'm trying.
Boy. I got to judge. These pages make you hungry just looking at them. Now, it looks like with Darius, he has news on his page, I think. Sort of looks like news.
He's huge.
Yeah,
and both of them are from Chicago. That's another thing. Both of them are from Chicago. Darius is from the West Side. Jocelyn, I'm not sure where she's from, but they're both Chicagoans.
Okay, yeah, he's got, he might have somebody even running his website, but, well, let's see, he's got home, vegan recipes, food news, here it is. And he's got a touch of trending news in there, too. Okay, I'm a bookmark these. You've got videos, and they offer quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. So we're at the end of January 2020, beginning of a new decade. What are your general plans for this year, 2020?
Well, to put things on paper more. Like I said, I have a very short business plan. I have a meeting today with Indiana Business Development to get a more formal business plan and marketing plan and just the whole package. And then also to work more out of the commercial kitchen and rebrand Mom's Pound Cake. So I'm still working on the name. The name is going to change. And the recipe is going to change a little bit, but it's going to be a healthier option. I want to have that because as a nurse, I just can't sit back and watch us kill ourselves with our appetites. So I want to be able to offer diabetic-friendly cakes that still have the flavor and, you know, taste like the pound cakes that I started with.
Well, now, don't some people sweeten their cupcakes or with natural fruit juice? I mean, I've heard that. I don't know if it's done, but I'm just asking.
It can be done, yeah. It can be, but juice is not my choice. Like I said, I'm going into the natural and rare sugars. So I've done this whole research on finding the natural and rare sugars that bake well and don't have aftertaste. And, I want to keep the same quality.
Right. Well, now, can't you use something like coconut sugar and stuff, you know, stuff like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. That's the natural sugar. Yeah. coconut sugar, date sugar, those are natural sugars. So it's a little different taste, but it can be used in certain kinds of cakes. You know, like carrot cake would do well with that, and a couple of others.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I'm going to have those options available.
We've heard of the Cheesecake Factory where you can go in, and it's, which is really a restaurant.
Right.
But they got seasonal cheesecakes. Like my favorite cheesecake is cake, but you can only get that like from somewhere like around Halloween to like the end of the year.
Which one is that?
Pumpkin.
Which
cheese
one
cake.
Is that? The pumpkin. I make a good pumpkin keto cake. Yeah.
Oh, you make a pumpkin pound cake?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I do it keto friendly.
A cheesecake pound cake, is that possible?
Yeah, well, cream cheese is in my pound cakes. As well as some other ingredients, keep it moist.
Frost it with, right.
You can frost it. You can have it tunneled, like a layer in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and you could probably layer in between do the cheesecake in between layers. I don't really do layer cakes. I'm trying to stay true to the brand, at least right now.
Right. Okay.
Maybe later I'll branch out and do decorations, like little flowers and stuff. But right now it's pound cake, bundt cake,
loaf cake, mini loaf.
Yeah.
A lot of possibilities. So now the busiest time of the year for you would be, I guess, the holidays.
Thanksgiving has been the busiest. Summer was pretty busy, too, but mainly Thanksgiving was just, Christmas was not as busy, but Thanksgiving was insane.
Hmm.
I loved it.
Well, yeah, I thought Christmas would, anyway, they got you on one of the holidays, so.
Yeah. Well, I didn't push it as hard. I didn't promote it as hard during the Christmas season.
Okay.
So I think, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're doing everything yourself right now, right?
Yeah. Although I do have help lined up, and one of my mom's caregivers actually has been helping me, you know, when I need it. I did a couple of farmers markets this summer, and she just dedicated her time to help me in the commercial kitchen. So I have that lined up, and I've identified, you know, people to help me when that time comes. But right now I'm doing it all myself.
Okay, well, the farmer's market, that's another niche. So you're out there. I give you credit. You're networking.
Yeah. And giving out samples, but my main, I'll tell you, one of the focuses that I'm looking at right now is the medical community, because I know a lot of doctors and nurses and social workers, and, you know, and they're always having meetings, and they better have some food in those meetings. So I'm telling my nurse friends, don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. Order mom's pound cakes, you know. So I have a cousin that's a pharmaceutical rep. I gave her some samples to take to her meeting yesterday, and some business cards. So you can't be afraid to give away. Everything isn't about, you know, gimme, gimme, gimme. I do a lot of giveaways too. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's donuts. You know, they got those little, they had those cake donuts.
Right. Donut
hole? I'm sure you know how to make those, but I'm just saying that's another.
Well, I'm doing baby bundts, little small bundts, so I'm working on that. I'm working on the packaging, and because people, especially people that are watching their sugar intake, don't want a big cake that serves 20 people. They just want a little small bite just to get the taste. So I'm working on that as well.
Okay, well, we got about 90 seconds left. Anybody got any questions to ask Patricia Tyson? Well, people, they got people listening. But I'll give it out one more time. 619-768-2945. Now, for people to order your product, how can they do that?
Well, I have the website, momspoundcakes.com, and that's moms with an S, cakes with an S. Pound is singular. Momspoundcakes.com. I also have a phone number, but I get a lot of telemarketers, so I don't even answer it. I tell people just leave a message. But that's 219-256-0080, and that's the business line for Mom's Pound Cakes. But leave a message.
Okay, and you're on Facebook. Name all your social media.
Mom's Pound Cakes is Facebook and Twitter. I can't think of what the Instagram, I had to make a little change. I think it's Mom's Gourmet Pound Cakes or something like that. I'm not sure. I'd have to dig around to find that. And that's Instagram, but I'm on there. And but mainly Facebook is a good place to find me.
And your website again is?
moms pound cakes cakes.com.
Okay, that's Patricia Tyson.
I tell people to allow 14 days to fulfill the order.
All right, not a long wait at all, and you'll be getting it fresh. All right, well, thank you, Patricia, for coming on. We're going to have you on again. To help us start this year off, and hopefully we got inspired, and hopefully they'll start their own business or whatever. So anyway, that was Patricia Pound Cake Solution. Everyone have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.